In the 1930s and 40s, when we lived near Newton Stewart, there were still plenty of tramps and hawkers to be found in the Galloway region. In the middle 40s, we often had a whole family of them camped by the Fern Road End for the summer. Their arrival was aye a source of great excitement to me, and I used to watch them spellbound at nights as they gathered round the fire in the growing mark to share a meal or rabbit stew, een glinting in the firelight, the sweet smell of wood smoke drifting across the hollow. At sic a time, it wouldn't hae taen too muckle to mak me rin awa' and be a tinker. The basket makers. Elke year they come back, the sturdy, piebald pony, pooing the steel-shod cairt, carrying dugs, wife, and withies, and wains with bare brown legs swinging carelessly over the sides of the cairt. They aye camp it at the same place by the road end, the horse tethered by the burnside, lean lurcher dugs chasing rabbits amongst the whins, lachin' wains peddling barefooted in the burn, their cries resounding frae the echo stane. Soon the campfire would be lighted, the woman busy with smoke-blackened pots and kettle, while the tinker man built the bendy, a skeletal framework of supple hazel wands lashed together with bits of string and happy hour with canvas. And a' through the long summer days, the tinker man and his wife would sit with their bundle of sach wands, their quick brown fingers never still, as they wove intricate baskets and trays, while around them the wains ran carefree amongst the whinny nows. It was at Marknan I was drawn to them maist, as they sat together round the blazing fire. Behind them the door of the bendy yawned dark and mysterious, the sparks frae the fire rising lazily to mingle with the brightening stars. But the leaves began to turn as the year wore awa', and ye morning they would be gane. Nae goodbyes, just the cauld ashes o' the fire, and a patch o' flattened grass where ance the bendy stood, ablow the silent echo stane.